Breaking news today on Seculo is the ACLJ is launching a brand new sister organization to fight the radical left.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Jordan Seculo.
Seculo, this is a big day for the ACLJ, the American Center for Law and Justice. We are launching, as you heard in the tease of the broadcast, a sister organization. If you're on our email list, you are getting that email as we speak. You might have already received it this morning. It's called ACLJ Action, a 501c4 organization. This is to take the expertise of the ACLJ, but to take it into the states, to take these battles right into your state legislators, a little more hard-hitting, a little more directly involved in politics. For instance, we will be doing a congressional scorecard about on the issues you care about at the ACLJ. We've already put a team together that's running this out of Washington, D.C. I'm a part of that team as well. It is a separate organization, though, so we need you to join as a member. And membership is $25, so you can join at acljaction.org, and we'll be talking through the show today where we're going to be focusing on some of the issues we're going to be focusing on. A year ago, we decided to move forward with this and to create this new sister organization. Why? The Dobbs case. We knew that there was a likelihood that we would be fighting the abortion issue in the states, and not just in courts, but in state legislatures. So we wanted to have the ability, which the C3 did not, the ACLJ, to hire lobbyists with no limits and full-on advocacy to go into state legislators to write the legislation with them so that they're not just saying to us, do a legal review, which we're happy to do at the ACLJ, but ACLJ Action is going to send lobbyists in. We're doing a review right now of all 50 states to know where we need to send those lobbyists, where they need to go and write good legislation, where the biggest fights are going to be. It'll also include advertising that you'll see online, television, in the mail. So, and when your politicians do something good, we might highlight that. When your politicians do something bad, we might be highlighting that as well. So this is a much more hard-hitting political approach that, again, using all the expertise we have at the ACLJ over almost four decades, now turning it into, but it is a separate, it is not just an initiative of the ACLJ. I want to really make it clear. It is a separate organization, and we need you to join as a member. Membership starts at $25, so you can join today at acljaction.org. You can be part of the first group. And some of the issues we're going to focus on, of course, life. That is right out of the bat, we're doing that. But some of the issues that we can do more on with this organization than we can through ACLJ is on China, for instance, and the economic issues, on border security, on inflation and economic freedom, on going after big tech. Especially, we can run campaigns against some of these tech companies and content platforms who are silencing conservative speech. And of course, a big one right now, border security, but, and energy independence.
Yeah, but here's a perfect example. There's a headline right now, and this tells you how bad this is. House passes bills to address baby formula shortage. Now, I put on my notes to this when one of our producers handed it to Allie, handed it to me. I said, you know what? This reminds me of Jimmy Carter, 1977. We are really having a House bill necessary to address baby formula? Like we're a third world country? But what ACLJ, now there's no legal action that can be taken there at the ACLJ, but what ACLJ Action can do is go in and say, this is not the solution. Here's what we have to do, and you could do it with aggressive advocacy. So where the ACLJ's laws are passed, we could defend those laws, we can upcraft some, but ACLJ Action can actually get them passed, right, get them through. So this is going to complete the full circle in this family of organizations, sister organizations. I want to encourage you to go to acljaction.org right now. Yep. acljaction.org right now. It's $25. Sign up now. Very important that you do it. We'll be back with more, but Jordan's going to tell you additional information.
Well, you've got like Planned Parenthood, an article in the Wall Street Journal about how they are going regional into the states. That is part of this effort, is we want to be, of course, active in Washington, D.C., but active in your states. This new organization allows us to do that. Join, become a member, acljaction.org. Membership starts at $25, acljaction.org. We'll be right back. Hey, welcome back to Secular. We are launching today. This is a big day for us at the ACLJ because we've been working on this for over a year, all the legal structures and getting it all set up, building the team. In fact, if you go to ACLJaction.org right now, you'll see, you can go into the About section and you can see the team that we've built. And that's just some of the people we've brought on to be part of the C4. This is separate. If you're an ACLJ member, you're not automatically a member of the C4. It is a sister organization, but it is separate. So you've got to go to ACLJaction.org today, to make at least a $25 contribution, and you click a box that says you want to become a member. We want you to become a member, by the way. That builds our strength and our ability. The more members we have at ACLJ Action, the more work we can do. That's really how this works through the C4, is the more of you that join up as members, the more work we can do, the more lobbyists, and these are the good lobbyists because they're working for you. These are lobbyists for you in your state legislatures working on pro-life legislation. We're doing that right away, right out of the bat. But we're also, we'll be running campaigns on energy independence, on, again, issues like border security, getting, again, making sure when you've got politicians in your state doing good things, we'll praise them. When they're doing bad things, we'll come after them. The gloves come off is what we say through ACLJ Action in the realm of politics. So what it allows us to do is more flexibility and aggressive as we fight the left. It's not just about law. So, of course, the ACLJ, that's where the ACLJ's focus is really in the legal realm. We do have government affairs, but it's a legal-based organization, and that's our expertise of so many decades. But what this does is let us take the fight to the radical left on the battleground, on the battlefield, before the issues end up in court. So while we're able, again, to utilize all of the great resources of the ACLJ, this sister organization is able to take the fight into your state against some of your bad politicians and bad policies and bad issues, but also supporting positive legislation that you want and taking on some of these big, huge issues. Huge issues like the big tech censorship, like China, like the border. And again, getting involved at a level, I think you're going to really like what we're doing. And I'm, you know, as I'm talking to a lot of folks who are ACLJ members already, we want you to become a member of ACLJ Action at ACLJAction.org. We prepared a launch video, and I think it's great for audio too, for our, you know, most folks who are listening on radio. You'll learn a lot about what we're doing, so I want to play that for folks. I know people that are watching online may have seen that during the break, but our radio audience hasn't seen it yet. Let's take a listen. The ACLJ has a 30-plus year history of fighting on behalf of you, our members, in support of life.
What this case is all about are people speaking out. Abortion's murder.
Religious liberty.
A pastor stuck overseas since last year.
A Turkish court has freed American pastor Andrew Brunson.
Justice, personal freedom, and constitutional government. Our freedoms are under attack. Now, more than ever.
We are not going back!
Yet another week of violence.
The radical left has hijacked the media, our public schools, and two branches of government. They use their power and influence to push deeply un-American causes that threaten to destroy our country. Abortion on demand, socialism, inflation, cancel culture. Weakness in the face of our adversaries. This is the future the left would create for America.
You have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price.
We have to step up and stop this madness. We owe it to our kids and grandkids to defend the things that make this country great. The ACLJ has always answered the call, but there's more to be done. We are announcing the launch of ACLJ Action. As our sister organization, this new effort will focus not just on using the law to defend your rights, but on stopping the left's march towards socialism. It's time to take the gloves off and uphold American values. Go to ACLJAction.org to learn more. So, folks, we are encouraging you today to join ACLJ Action. It is a separate sister organization. You've got to join separately. It's $25. It's the minimum donation to become a member. And we want you to click that box to become a member of ACLJ Action. That's important to C4 organizations so that we can continue to build our membership base out and do more work.
So a good friend of mine, his name's Tom, won't give the last name, who is a supporter of the ACLJ and has been for a long time, just sent me a message saying I've joined ACLJ Action. Because this gives you the full circle, what I say, of engagement and involvement. But we want you to do both. So, you know, you're already a member of the ACLJ, great. But go over to acljaction.org and become a member. Really important that you do it. I signed up and gave a recurring gift each month for ACLJ Action. And I bring this up because I think it's very important for everybody to understand what we're really talking about here, Jordan. When we have an issue comes up, for instance, we're defending South Dakota. Right. In the issue of
in Rumble right now is that the difference between a lot of these C4s that exist and what the ACLJ is able to do through ACLJ Actions, our folks know, one, you trust us. Two,
we're tailoring it as we speak
for you on the issues you actually care about. So it's not just pushed by some other interest group. But it's not just the issues. We have the contacts. We know the senators. We know the members of Congress. We know the governors, as you were just talking about with Governor Noem, and the state legislatures. We can go in as we start off at already, right at the top, very powerful organization. Because think about that ACLJ Action scorecard for a conservative's candidate. They're going to want that number high. They're going to pay attention to their ranking in our scorecard. By becoming a member of ACLJ Action at acljaction.org today, again, it costs the minimum to join is $25 to become a member. You will be funding that work so that we can get that scorecard out, so that we can go into the states and fight for pro-life legislation right away as soon as that Supreme Court case comes out, so that we can take on these bigger, like big tech, like the border, like China, like energy independence, and call out politicians. So that is a big difference. Someone asked on Rumble,
right,
you know, what is the big difference between ACLJ and ACLJ Action? I think what happens is there's a lot less restrictions between what
because donations aren't tax deductible.
Right,
so
it's not
different.
And it's not a charitable organization. Right. It's just like social welfare organization. That's why you join as a membership. And what it does through the Federal Election Commission, through the IRS tax code, this allows us to take more direct issue advocacy, like hiring our own lobbyists. So you'll have your lobbyists for you in states when we put everybody's funds together, that will go in and put forward legislation you want, fixes you want. And we can go down to the very local level. Depending on the resources we have available at ACLJ Action, we can get more and more local. So while there's a Washington component, there's also the state component, of course, big state component. And then ultimately, if we've got the resources, an even more local component, like the school boards and parental rights and issues like that, we could literally run ads about what your school board's doing.
In your local community.
In your local community.
Which is not something the ACLJ would do.
And we've got to have the resources to do it. And that's why we're launching today. We have spent a year putting this together. We've got a full staff in place. Ready to go. You can see their information online at acljaction.org.
Can I say something about that for a minute? In the staff, you've got, for instance, James Rockus, who's the executive director. He was in the State Department under President Trump serving Wilbur Ross, the Secretary of Commerce. He was the deputy director of policy and strategic planning. You've got Tom Gilman. Tom was this chief financial officer under President Trump for the U.S. Department of Commerce. He was confirmed by the United States Senate. You've got Robert Burkett, who also has just a wealth of experience. Again, served as a special assistant and senior advisor in the office of the secretary at the U.S. Department of Commerce under President Trump. And commerce is one of the biggest issues we are facing in this country right now. That's why you see headlines saying we got a problem with, you know, we know we got a problem with gas prices and energy going up through the roof. The ACLJ Action will do that. Parents can't get baby formula, as if we are a third world country. So we are going to be in a position as a membership organization to take direct action. Now, if there needs to be something, somebody needs to be sued over it, you know Your American Center for Law and Justice is going to be there. But to be able to stop it before gives us another way of approaching this for the families of the United States that want to see American policies first, that want to see American interests protected here in the United States and globally.
If you got questions about it, you can give us a call at 1-800-684-3110. If you got questions about the baby formula crisis, what Planned Parenthood is planning to do. But well, let me encourage you this. The best way to explain it, the most simple way to explain it is, this gives us another weapon in our arsenal, a big weapon. And one that, again, members of Congress are going to pay close attention to, and your politicians at your state level too, because the ACLJ is going to be grading them through ACLJ action. That's never been done before. They've never had an ACLJ action grade. It's going to be on the issues you care about. But to do all this, we need you to join as a member. Costs $25 to join. That's the minimum. You can give more. We certainly would appreciate that if you can. But if you can join today as an ACLJ Action member, it's $25. ACLJAction.org. You can learn about the new organization there. All right, welcome back to Seculo. You know what? Again, we are launching a sister organization today. ACLJ Action is launched. You can now join as a member. People are doing that. As we speak, I think we already have over 1,000 members already, and it just launched. I mean, it was literally just getting into your inboxes while we were coming on the air and, of course, announcing it on radio. It's acljaction.org. We do want you to become a member. You click the box to become a member, and that's a $25 minimum donation to ACLJ Action at acljaction.org. Listen, if you're not financially able to do it right now, we still want you to sign up and be part of ACLJ Action. You can do that on the homepage. You'll put in your email address so that you get the updates. And I will tell you, it will not be as often as the ACLJ. You're not going to be flooded by like 10 different new emails every single week. It's very targeted, this work at ACLJ Action. You know, the part of this work is that we are targeting using these resources in a very targeted way, in a way that, again, it's we are doing things through ACLJ Action. The reason why we're doing it is things that we can't do through ACLJ, but that we know you want us to be doing. And we know we can be very effective because we already know the players in the game.
So the C4, the ACLJ Action, which is a 501c4, not to be confused with ACLJ, which is a C3, different nonprofit organizations, but one is the legal advocacy group. The C4, the ACLJ Action, there's no limitation on advocacy. We have limitations on that at the ACLJ, not on litigation, but on advocacy. So advocacy and lobbying. Also, this will allow us to focus on getting in there before the laws become laws to craft and protect your family, to deal with issues. And let me give you the issues. Countering China, protecting the unborn, energy independence, religious liberty, defending Israel and fighting anti-Semitism, defending persecuted Christians around the world, not just at the UN or just in court. There's a lot of other ways to do this. Inflation and economic freedom, border security, parental rights, free speech and big tech, fighting the global march of communist ideology. Now, the ACLJ can't file a lawsuit on communist ideology unless it was somehow involved in something that could be litigated. But the ACLJ Action can. So I want to, we're talking on radio and on our social media platforms, we're talking to millions of you today. What I'd like you to do right now, if you're able to do this financially, and if you can't do it financially, you can still get information. I would like everybody that's listening or watching to go to acljaction.org. That's acljaction.org. And become a member. It's $25. You can donate more if you'd like, but it's $25. If you are not able to do it financially, we understand some of you can't, you still can get the information. Like George said, it's not going to be like the ACLJ where we're giving you case updates every day. It's going to be much more directed. But the idea here is to complete our circle of capability. And this new team in place has got extensive experience under the previous administration. They're going to be able to fight for you in a different way. And I'm very, very encouraged about where this is going. But we need you to go to acljaction.org and sign up today.
Yeah, I mean, it's about new resources, new people, and new expertise. As we say, we've got this incredible expertise, the ACLJ, in the legal world in Washington, D.C., and internationally. What we want to take is the political expertise that a lot of our ACLJ team has.
Yes.
But that we're not able to fully utilize through a C3 organization.
Because you're just not allowed to do that by the IRS.
Yeah, because it's the political word itself. So we want to be able to say, you know what? Let's go into this state. This governor is doing something horrendous. Let's call him out. Let's call that governor out. We are able to do that through ACLJ action, but we're only going to be able to do that with your support, and we need members. That's a little bit different. It's a $25 to become a member. And I know folks, listen, I know people are hurting financially right now. That's why you can also sign up to get all the information. And when you can join, we appreciate if you can. But for those of you who are able to right now, we are really encouraged. You want to come out of the gates ready to go. And we already have resources set aside ready to go once the Supreme Court decision comes out. As we speak right now, our team, working with the ACLJ attorneys and ACLJ Action, you are allowed to work together on some issues. What we're able to do is we're doing this audit of all the states.
All 50.
About exactly their, not just the laws they have on abortion, but where could there be hiccups in their state constitution? Could there be issues with existing legislation that's on
the
books?
Are the pro-life groups not all together, which is an issue right now?
Right. We kind of cut through that. There is I don't want to get too far into that, but there's a kind of wars that go on between these groups that are single-issue pro-life organizations who sometimes miss the big picture, like let's save as many kids as we can.
Right.
And let's take this Supreme Court decision, hope it is the one that is similar to the leaked draft, and take it and use every opportunity to first put in place laws that we know are not even going to be subject to legal challenge.
Right.
I mean, so put in those laws first. Put in laws similar to what the Supreme Court greenlights. Then you can go to the next step and start fighting again in court over more restrictions, different kinds of restrictions. But first, take what the court did and make sure in every state that you can, you've got that law in place. And of course, there's about half the country where we're going to be able to do that. There's about, you know, 10 or 11 states we're going to have to really fight for life.
Yep.
And there's some states where we are starting against a pro-abortion industry. Remember, they're $1 billion-a-year industry. And like I said, Wall Street Journal headline, Planned Parenthood prepares not to be over with, for a surge in donations, a surge in financial support, and a surge regionally. They are going more local. That's what ACLJ Action is about. We've been planning this for the entire year so that we can take Planned Parenthood on right out of the gate at the local level and using all the expertise we have. So I hope you will join ACLJ Action today at aclj-action.org to become a member, $25.
So the comments coming are great from our social media. So Julian on YouTube said, oh, wow, this is great. I already told you my friend Tom joined immediately. Rumble, question came in on Rumble. How is ACLJ different from ACLJ Action? We'll answer that again in a moment. Garrett on Facebook said, I joined and would challenge all on here to also join this good work. But let's go back to the question that came in on Rumble, and that is the difference between ACLJ and ACLJ Action.
So the first one right away, there is no limitation on the money we spend on advocacy. So that means supporting an issue, calling out, you know, when a governor's doing the right thing or a piece of legislation is good. We have no limitation on that. We can spend as much as we've got on that. So state to state, at the federal level as well. There's no limitation on lobbying. Now, this is the good lobbying, because these lobbyists are going to be working for you. So we're going to pool our resources together. That's the idea here. We pool our resources. We all join up together in ACLJ Action, so that we can employ lobbyists to work for us, to work for you. But we're all in this one together. For this to be successful, we really do need your support at acljaction.org. This is a separate organization. It's a sister organization. So again, we are starting out to do the work that we want to do. We've got the team in place. We've put some resources aside for this abortion battle. But it's all going to depend on your support of how much we can do. Now, there's also ways we're going to be running. Basically, I call it campaigns, not campaigns to say yes or no for a specific candidate right now. What I talk about in campaigns there is a campaign for a piece of legislation in your state. We can go on the air, on radio, on television, advertising, mail, email, digital ads, supporting legislation you care about. And I want to remind you, not just at the federal level, but at the state level as well. And that affects issues like Israel. With the boycott, divestment, and sanctions legislation, there are a lot of issues that cross over. What it enables us to do is that there's some issues where it gives us a lot more of an opportunity to get involved, like energy independence, because we can work with those corporations to pass good legislation on that. That is separate, something that is very different than what the ACLJ is allowed to do on its own. So that's what another thing ACLJ Action can partner up with a corporation to run a campaign as well. So become a member at ACLJAction.org.
For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at ACLJ.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today, ACLJ.org.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. And now your host, Jordan Seculo.
All right, a good question came in. We have launched, and again, I just want to lay this out. I know some of you have heard this before, but second half hour, different folks are listening right now. The ACLJ has launched a sister organization. It's called ACLJ Action. I'm heading it up, but we've got a significant team already based in Washington, D.C., and we're ready to expand into the states as well. We need you to become a member of ACLJ Action. It is a separate organization. It is a sister organization, so it's part of the bigger ACLJ picture. I explain it as it's another weapon in the arsenal, a big one. We kind of call it the difference between this is kind of bare knuckle, getting involved into some of those fights. We know we have the expertise to do it. You know we have the expertise to do it. We needed the right organization to do it. So we've been working on it for a year. We've had a team working on making sure all the legal structures are right, preparing for this day where we could launch and you could join. You can become a member. It costs $25, a $25 donation to become a member of ACLJ Action. If you're on the ACLJ email list, you're getting a sign-up email today. Anybody can sign up to get information about ACLJ Action. I encourage you to do that if you can't do the $25 donation right now, because I understand that. We understand that. I mean, with the economy, those are issues we're going to be fighting at ACLJ Action. But to do all the work, like, for instance, we're going to be doing a congressional scorecard, but we're tailoring it for ACLJ. It's still part, it's ACLJ Action. So we're going to tailor it so it's on the issues you care about. When you get those scorecards, we're going to go into the states. One of the first ones right away is after the Dobbs case comes out, hire lobbyists to work on pro-life legislation for you. It's like having your own lobbyist. So we're going to pool our resources together. We want you to join at ACLJAction.org. And again, Dad, this is something we thought about for years at ACLJ. We really believe that the Dobbs case was the right time, because that's one we have such expertise on, where we've got the lawyers at ACLJ who could write the legislation verbatim. They could write it from scratch. And so we've got that team in place. We want to make sure we've got the lobbyist in place at the state level who make sure it is the ACLJ legislation.
So the new effort's going to focus not just on using the law to defend your rights, which we do and we will continue to do. ACLJ work continues. Your membership there, your support of the ACLJ continues. That is great. But on stopping the left's march towards, and let's face it, socialism, crises and economic crises, baby formula is an example, energy costs, changing the law when it needs changing and making sure your voice is heard when new laws are under consideration. I want to focus on that for a moment. This is what this gets us to do. Our ACLJ action team can go in and start not only crafting laws and bills, but suggesting things that need to be done, or more than suggest, demand action. That's why it's called ACLJ Action. We've got the court work done by the American Center for Law and Justice, and we've been doing that for three decades. We've got a new initiative now at ACLJ Action that's going to let us get involved, let this team get involved at a whole different level. This is where you come in. I want to encourage everybody that's watching right now or listening by radio, everybody that's listening or watching, this is what you need to do. Go over to ACLJAction.org right now. ACLJAction.org. And if you have the $25, join it right now. Become a member. ACLJAction.org. If you are not able to, and we understand that, at least sign up so you get informed and educated. It's a different kind of information you're going to be getting from ACLJ Action than you get from ACLJ.
That's right. And on Rumble, a question came in. Is it $25 a month or just one time to become a member? It's yearly. So, again, and that's the minimum. If you can give more, you can sign up.
25 one time.
You can make it a monthly recurring donation, but you can. It is $25 a year to keep your membership active, and membership is very important for these C4 organizations. So we want you to become a member if you're able to. Again, it costs $25. You would then be asked to renew that a year from now for an additional $25. So you don't have to give monthly. You can give more. You can give monthly. Of course, the more resources we have, the more work we can do.
A friend of mine, again, said, I challenge all my fellow veterans to join ACLJ Action. We took an oath to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution. Although we are no longer in the field, our membership will keep us in the fight. ACLJAction.org.
To Seculo, as we've launched a new sister organization, ACLJAction.org. You can go there. There's a new video that explains all the work that we're going to be doing at ACLJ Action. The team is in place in Washington, D.C., but also getting ready to go into your states as well. If, again, the more resources we have, the more work that we can do. We're asking you to join and become a member. It's $25. You have to do that annually, but that's part of the C4 organization. And again, you can do it at acljaction.org. You can make that donation today. Rick Grinnell is joining us right now. And Rick, I wanted to talk to you about this right away because we believe that ACLJ, we've gone back and forth with this over the years, but we believe that this is the moment that we've got to take the fight to the states. We've got to be able to call out the politicians when they're doing bad things, when they're doing good things. And we know that our ACLJ members, our core ACLJ members, our listeners of this broadcast, they trust us to score these candidates, to score these members of Congress, so that they know what they're up to.
You know, I just saw that video for the first time, and I'm pretty excited about this. This is really great, taking it into this arena and defining issues in the great way that ACLJ does. And you know, I know there's legal obstacles, and that's why we're creating ACLJ Action to be able to get more biting when it comes to the fight. And I love it. And I hope that people will join. I just want to tell you, Jordan, I just texted you. I hope you see what I texted you. And I said, wow, what a great video. I'm all in. How do I get more involved in ACLJ Action? I love it. It's awesome. So needed.
I've got the text right here. Thank you, Rick. I appreciate that. We're hearing that from folks. And I think that reason wise too, you know, we saw the disinformation board. I want to talk about that with Rick in a moment. But the reason why we thought this was the right time is we've built a trust with you over decades. And we want you to be able to trust us when it comes to these political issues and when it comes to scoring the members of Congress. And we believe that we've built that trust with you. We really do. And you, because you support the work of the ACLJ so well, and you've enabled us to grow so we can bring on folks like Rick Grinnell to our team. So we said, you know what, this is the time because our members need a place they can go to take it to the next level if they want to get involved at that next level into the political battles.
You know, one of the things, Rick, I'd follow up on Jordan said, and you've been involved in this arena for a long time as I have and as Jordan has. We've been looking at doing this for decades, but we've been very busy at the ACLJ just defending because of the onslaught that was coming. And, you know, we're very limited at the ACLJ in what you can do as far as legislative initiatives go because of the IRS rules. But we had our hands full and do have our hands full at the ACLJ going to court defending our values. Now, the idea is to get in there and craft these measures or to go and stop these issues from we know if the Supreme Court opinion, Rick, looks anything like what's been leaked And we've seen this in a headline already from, I think it was the Wall Street Journal, where, you know, Planned Parenthood is expecting a surge of both donations and activism. We know this, to us, this was the moment, and it's not just on this issue, it's on economic issues, it's an issue that you're so concerned with, China, where there's not anything legally it's not something where I can go to court, but policy-wise, we could really start impacting that. I think it's important from someone with your experience to tell our audience how important it is to be able for us at ACLJ Action to engage it.
Well, one of the reasons I love being a part of ACLJ is because we don't do everything. And what you've really mastered here at this organization is to figure out where is your niche? Where can you make a difference? And over the years, obviously what you do as you've mastered the legal fight is to see a hole, to see something that needs to be done from a more political action oriented viewpoint. And so I love how thoughtful this has been, how you've moved to the point of being frustrated for years and now are taking on this next challenge. It's incredibly important because if you don't get ahead of these issues, then you're constantly going to have a legal fight. And there are times that when we take action beforehand, we can avoid a legal fight. So I see ACLJ and ACL Action actually working in conjunction, almost like a balloon, where if you're just squeezing one side and it keeps popping out on one side, you can now squeeze on the other and really make an impact.
And I talk about, Rick, it's the good kind of lobbyist that we're going to be able to employ for our members. I mean, this is the thing. There's going to be their own lobbyist who can go in and make sure that the legislation can be crafted by the ACLJ attorneys, make sure that's the legislation that gets to the governor's desk, or that's the legislation that gets through Congress. And then even if you do have to go to court, you know that you've written it so that it's ready to go, so that you're ready for the next battle. Because even though we can follow closely the Dobbs holding and things like that, we know Planned Parenthood is going to challenge. What you want to do is make things as airtight as possible. So we take all that legal expertise, then add this over to the political expertise, and we're able to kind of double the impact in the fight.
Well, let me also add one other point to that, because what ACLJ already does really well with our petitions is to go state by state. We all know all politics is local, and people who are listening to us, they care about their states, whether in the Missouri or California or North Carolina, they want to know that their local elected leaders are being held to account. And that's one thing that ACLJ has done, but ACLJ Action is going to be able to drill down in your state and really pull the punches. I love this idea. Count me all in.
Yeah, I mean, and so, Dad, one of the things that we were focusing on too is on some of these issues where the radio show, I don't want people to get confused, because on radio, we talk about a lot of these issues. Yeah. And we put information up at ACLJ.org. Sure. If Rick writes a piece, if Secretary Pompeo writes a piece, if Harry writes a piece in the economy, but it lets us take those issues and activate on them.
Yeah, and that's the one thing that we're prohibited from doing at the ACLJ, or you can only do a very limited bit. Is this that kind of advocacy. Our advocacy primarily at the ACLJ is in the courtroom, at the UN, in the International Criminal Court, in tribunals. Rick, what this does, and you know this better than anybody, is grassroots advocacy, which is where you get right down to the school board level. Yep. And that can make a huge difference for families.
Well, let's remember what is happening at the UN right now with the WHO, for instance, and that huge takeover scheme that they're pushing. ACLJ is doing everything that we can at the UN to lobby and push and to bring attention to that issue. But now ACLJ Action is going to be able to do more in terms of galvanizing support to call your local representative, call your congressman, your senators to really stop this.
Yep. Rick, I thought of one thing, and you remember this when the pandemic first came out, and Jordan and his team decided we got to help local families. In the school situation, schools were being closed. It wasn't just masks in those days. It was the schools were being closed, and inner city kids were really getting impacted because they didn't have internet access. They didn't have, and special needs kids were having issues. So we put a task force together at the ACLJ to provide help and negotiate with school boards. What did we serve? 1,400 families?
Right.
It was 1,400 families we helped in that short period of time to get access for their kids for their continued education. You can imagine if you take an ACLJ Action that you could do that on a national scale because you could get in there and do that kind of advocacy. This will really impact, Rick, families.
Can I ask a really dumb political question? But when it comes to ACLJ action, can we take unlimited funds? Can somebody write a big check?
That's right. It's totally, yes. There's no limits. I mean, it's a $25
minimum
to join as a member. So that's the minimum, but there's no limits to how much you donate to. It's not tax deductible.
You don't get a tax deduction.
That's the one difference. But again, it's you can go online at ACLJ Action. You can contact us through ACLJ Action. And that is something unique, too, is that we will be able to work with different kinds of partners to run campaigns using our expertise that we've built up at the ACLJ. And a lot of the folks at the ACLJ team who are now on the ACLJ Action team have a lot of campaign experience. They worked on a lot of political campaigns. This is kind of the nuts and bolts of where they came from. They might have more expertise now in other areas. They've served in government. They've gone to other levels. But the core is we've all come from the campaign world. And it's taking that expertise. So, yes, we are able to accept unlimited donations. And really, that will determine how far we can drill down, Rick. I mean, it's like, well, you know, starting with the Dobbs case, starting at the state legislation on lobbying there. But can we get to the school board level? We can if we have the resources to do it.
And one thing I know about donors, very generous donors, there are some incredibly wealthy, blessed people who would like to give to organizations if they really impact their state. So I would assume we would be able to take that money and really drill into states. If somebody wants to give from California to say, let's keep the money in California, let's impact California or North Carolina or Kansas, we can do that.
That's a good point. It is very different. That is another thing that's different from the ACLJ, Rick, is that if you're someone who wants to make a large donation, you want to say, but I really want to focus on this, we can work with you on that to say, yes, these resources we will set aside and we will run that campaign there, you know, in California or in a city in California on a school board issue or in Tennessee or in Georgia or in Florida. We can do that as well. And so you can contact us on acljaction.org if you want to. If you're thinking about, hey, I'd like to have ACLJ Action run a big campaign for me and I'd like to fund it. Well, then contact us, acljaction.org. Rick, I appreciate you being on and supporting this new effort. All right, welcome back to Senko. I want to take some calls, too, at 1-800-684-3110 as we launch a new sister organization, ACLJ Action. You can learn about it at acljaction.org. If you're on the ACLJ email list, you've received an email. It's in your inbox if you haven't seen it yet, which has the launch video, the link to the website, and we're asking people, if you can, to join and become a member. And that's a cool thing about this, because membership here is that when we bring on a lobbyist in a state, and we were talking about with Rick, you know, if you've got something more specific, if I'm talking to you and you're a bigger donor, we want you to contact us. We've got the contact information up at acljaction.org, and let us know. We can work with you on actually crafting a campaign based on the resources you provide. So it's very unique. And that is another difference from ACLJ to ACLJ Action, is we can really work directly with you on that. But I want to go to the phones. Julie in California, online one. Hey, Julie.
Hi, Jordan. Golly, this is terrific. I'm so excited about this, and I will definitely join.
I appreciate that.
My question is, thank you. My question is about election law.
Yep.
Are you going to be able to help pass the crafting of election laws in each state? Because the last election in 2020, and I know in this one in 2022, like in California, we have laws where you can't go through the voter rolls and get rid of all the dead people, and you can't question a voter. And if you're signed up to get a license, you automatically get enrolled to vote.
So we are. So, Julie, I want to say this one. I want to thank you for saying that you're going to join and become a member today. For folks to know that the minimum to become a member is $25. You can give more. That's annually. You can give monthly if you'd like to at a different amount. You can, as Rick Grinnell were talking about, you give larger donations. We can have tailored donations. So if you're listening right now and you've got an interest that an issue that you really want to do in your state or your community, and I think, Julie, to answer your question, absolutely yes. ACLJ has already been working on election integrity. ACLJ Action will be able to help craft the legislation. It's all about resources.
Yeah, and get it through.
At the end of the day, to hit as many of the issues as I think that our folks want us to be able to hit through ACLJ action, we got to have the resources to do it.
Yeah, I'm very curious, and we got a little bit of time here. 1-800-684-3110. What are the issues you'd like to see ACLJ? We'll hit more on that tomorrow on the broadcast on ACLJ Action Take On in your communities. 1-800-684-3110. It's interesting. I'm looking at the comments as they're coming in, Jordan. I think the recurrent comment is, this sounds like it's a proactive initiative.
It's very proactive. So this, again, this is not, ACLJ will be going to court and fighting those long-term battles. This is, again, in the short term, going right after a piece of legislation, going right into the state legislature, going right in with an ad campaign. So think about that. You've never seen before, really, an ACLJ ad campaign. It's not how 501c3 is set up. The C4 will be running, and the ad campaign will not be about the ACLJ action. We'll be the sponsor of the campaign. We'll be running the campaign, but it will be about the issue. It'll be calling out the elected official who did the wrong or right thing. That's why we say take the gloves off. It's not just about praising our allies and friends in government and politics. It's also about calling out the bad actors directly, running ads in their district, running ads in their state about how bad they are, about the extreme abortion legislation they support, about how weak they are on the border. And the more resources we have, the more of those campaigns we're able to run at ACLJ Action.
So I think what you need to see happening here, folks, and this is what the idea is we wanted it to, Jordan said, kind of complete the arsenal. The ACLJ is jammed. We are jammed at the American Center for Law and Justice with the legal work and are taking on, we've got cases we haven't even announced that are, gigantic. And the impact of these cases are gigantic. But then on the local level, to be able to go in and serve your families and communities on a local or state by state basis is something we've talked about for decades, but we felt like this was the time to initiate it. So what we'd like you to do is go over to acljaction.org. That's acljaction.org. Two things to do there. Put in your email address. You'll get information about the ACLJ action. So ACLJ action, just put in your email address. You get it. But also, and this is really important, folks, if you're able to, it's $25. You can donate whatever you'd want, but $25, you become a member of ACLJ action. And we want to encourage you to become a member. This is going to be a grassroots movement that I think will be unprecedented in certainly in our history, but I think in the United States. It's focusing on America, America's interests. ACLJaction.org. Do it today. We encourage you to do that.
And we're able to use the contacts that we have. I know that comment came in very early on. Someone watching on Rumble said, you know what the difference is between a lot of these C4s and the ACLJ action is? We already know that you guys know the people. And we do. And we've represented presidents of the United States during the Mueller investigation.
We've had senators and congressmen on our briefs for decades.
Yes. So we, again, can pick up the phone and reach anybody. What we want to be able to do here is to make sure, is to offer them, be able to work with them more. And I think that is huge when you talk about the issues facing our country right now and the divisiveness. That's why we say it's taking the gloves off, because it's not just about putting out a congressional scorecard to say, oh, your friends get good scores from the ACLJ. It's about who gets really bad scores from the ACLJ as well. Who, you know, some of these politicians that try to hide behind claiming they're moderate, claiming they're elected officials, claiming that they're mainstream. We're going to be able to show you who is, who's not. I want to go to the phones, though. Let's go to Lillian in Michigan online, too. Hey, Lillian.
Hey, Jordan. Thanks for what you're doing, joining today. Free speech has got to be number one, because with their chilling of speech and their use of the ESGs, they're able to get around our Constitution because they're trying to prevent
different regulation, right? Because this new world of free speech, where this new town square we talk about, that's actually on the homepage of ACLJ Action, is free speech and big tech. Because this new place where we talk about speech is really in an online world that isn't the public sidewalk.
Right.
It's private companies. But they have special laws in place that protect them from liability, Section 230, people talk about. We can go after that. We can go after them. One of the things we're going to be able to do through ACLJ Action is go after Facebook. We can go after Facebook. We can go after the content providers. Aggressive specifically going after the content providers, changing legislation, proposing laws that will really impact them. So fighting back hard.
Instead of just letting them label us with a false statement that they then have to correct but already do the damage.
Now we get to go to war with them.
Yeah. Well, go ahead.
And that's the difference. We can correct that. We're big. You know, we're not like when they go after individuals, and that's who really gets hurt. We can get it corrected. I want to go to war with the big tech companies, literally. These content providers. There's good tech companies, too, by the way.
Rumble.
Who want to do the right thing.
Yep.
Rumble. And I can go through a list of others. But I want to be able to go to war with Facebook. Now, you can't just say you're going to go to war with Facebook, though. You got to have the resources to go to war with Facebook. What we have is the expertise. What we need is the resources. And that's where you come in at acljaction.org. You become a member. The minimum cost to become a member is $25 donation at acljaction.org. You can give more. You can set up a monthly donation plan. It is separate from, if you're a donor already to ACLJ, it is entirely separate from that. It's part of the sister organization. What's a great thing is the C4 can utilize the C3 as much as we need to. So all those ACLJ attorneys and expertise, so it works that way. So we're able to really, this is, again, it's so we can go to war at a different level. Not at all. What we're doing is saying it's a new way to go to war, not just in court, not just overseas in the work that we do, but into your states, into your communities. I want you to join ACLJ Action today. Become a member. ACLJAction.org. Make at least that $25 donation, and you'll be a member today.